This International Day of the Disappeared is on August the 30th every year. It's a United Nations recognised annual commemoration day, and it's to remember individuals who've gone missing in conflicts or other situations of violence across the world. And it's to remember people whose cases have been unresolved, so families don't know what's happened to their loved ones.
And the British Red Cross is actively looking for missing people. How many people did they find last year, and what were some of the main causes of separation?
The British Red Cross Tracing Service look for people who are missing, and a lot of people have come from conflict-affected areas, and they may be victims of violent armed conflict and they may have fled from areas of conflict, or they may be due to natural disaster or migration as well. Last year in 2012, British Red Cross found 240 people, and we have over 2,000 active cases at the moment as well. So you can see that the need for our service is very great, as many people don't know the fate of their loved ones.
Do you have any particular stories of missing people being found that stood out to you?
I think there's one that really sticks in my mind about a gentleman who had fled from his country, and he was separated from his wife, and he had had no news for a long time. He'd come to the UK, and eventually we were able to find his wife and get a message to him. And when he read the message from his wife, I think what stuck in my mind is he was saying that it was the happiest day that he'd ever had, and that he actually gave the letter a hug as though it was his wife. So for me, just the emotion of that really stuck in my mind.
Just makes a real difference to an individual's life, those kind of relationships.
Absolutely.
And affects us all, really.
Exactly. It's a free and it's a confidential service, and it's really important because it meets a universal need that we all have, which is to either be with our families or know what's happened to them. So it's really important that people know about our service so that we can help those in need. And this day is a day that we can remember that many families don't know what's happened to their loved ones, and a chance for us to remember those. And so this is an important day for our tracing service, because many of our service users come from conflict-affected areas, so we work with a lot of people who don't know what's happened to their families. And our service is part of a global network, so we work with the Red Cross and Red Crescents across the world to try and help people find out what's happened to their loved ones. It's neutral, confidential and a free service, and so we welcome people of all faiths or people of no faith, so we try to help people just based on need alone.
Okay, so back to the competition you're running. Can you tell us about it, and how does it connect in with this day?
The Day of the Disappeared is important for us because it's a chance for us to mark the day and remember those who are missing around the world. And this is important both for our service users and for other people around the world who don't know what's happened to their loved ones. So we wanted to find a way of remembering those people who are missing. So we run a number of events across the country, and one of those is the writing competition. It's the second year that we've run the writing competition, and the competition offers a really great way of encouraging people to kind of engage in the spirit of the day and show support for those whose loved ones are missing as a result of armed conflict. So the theme this year for the competition is Found, and all entries, they can be stories or poems or personal accounts, but they can be no more than 500 words. We've got two categories. There's an adults category and a young person's category. And you can go onto our website at redcross.org.uk/trace to find out some more information about it. The closing date for the competition is the 18th of July, and then the winners of each category will be announced on the 30th of July, because we'll be doing a number of events around the country to commemorate the International Day of the Disappeared on that day, and so we'll announce the winners then. There are also a couple of prizes. There are some gift vouchers for each category as well.
It sounds like something people could really engage with on a personal level. So do you have any tips for those who are going to enter?
That's a good question. I think the ones that have really stood out are the ones where people have put all their passion into it. There are some people who have written from their own experience, or some people who have heard stories of others, or those who have just felt, when they've seen something, that they felt very moved to just express themselves about it. And I think the thing